For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. The morbidity and mortality of the COVID-19 epidemic has hit especially hard in the Black community. My guest today is going to talk about the reasons and history behind health disparities and how 400 years of our history in North America has contributed to these disparities today. I recently spoke with Dr. Anita Fernander, associate professor in the UK College of Medicine, founder and chair of the Lexington Fayette County Health Disparities Coalition, and program director for Black Boys and Men in Medicine, about the health disparities during the COVID-19 epidemic and beyond, and how the African American community and other marginalized communities have been hit especially hard. Dr. Fernander, thank you very much for talking with me today. It seems that the pandemic has become all pervasive in our minds, and there are so many different facets of COVID-19 to consider. But one that came to light in a recent Herald Leader article that Linda Blackford wrote when she interviewed you is the extra toll that the COVID-19 pandemic has been taking on the Black community. Can you educate me a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, it's a huge, I'm trying to figure out where to start. Any time that there is a pandemic that hits society, marginalized populations are going to be impacted. And the disparities that we normally see among marginalized communities are just the lens it's just going to be put up against those communities, and we are going to see those disparities even more clearly when we are in times of crises and pandemics. And we have seen that with COVID-19 hitting the African American community disproportionately in levels of exposure and rates of mortality.
You had a quote in the piece where, if I'm saying it correctly, it's long been said that when white America gets a cold, the African American community gets pneumonia. And I guess that speaks to sort of these underlying health disparities that are so woven into our communities and into healthcare that it's probably a daunting task just to educate people about this.
It can be a daunting task. I think the events over the past couple of months have, with the attention being paid on the disparities, has prompted folks to want to learn more and approach the crisis with more of an open mind to be able to understand why the disparities exist and that these disparities are not due to some genetic or biological reason or even individual behavior, but are due to longstanding structural and systemic issues related to our social systems and our political systems.
I know that we're really in sort of the nascent stages of educating our medical students, nursing students, and others about these health disparities and the fact that marginalized communities have long been, for lack of a better way of saying it, marginalized when getting access to just the basic foundations of good health.
That's correct. So there's been numerous studies that have documented the lack of healthcare equity or the healthcare inequities in access, in treatment recommendations, how those are differentially applied among various groups, particularly racial ethnic groups, and obviously the subsequent outcomes.
And we're seeing that in real time with the COVID-19 pandemic, looking at morbidity and mortality rates in, say, the African-American community versus the white community.
Absolutely. We hear anecdotal reports. I read some of the articles like New York Times, and they talk about where folks are reporting that as minority folks, they're going to their clinicians, they're going to the ER, and they're reporting symptoms, and particularly early on, we're being sent home, and then later being diagnosed with COVID-19. So just whereas early on when in January and February, when we were beginning to learn about the global impact of COVID-19, you know, it was all those who are wealthy, those who are traveling globally, actors, sports folks, those were the folks who are getting access to testing and who were receiving kind of serious or at least clinicians were considering their reported symptoms as being more legitimate than I would say the common person.
And that seems to be so ingrained in our culture that people of fame, people of wealth tend to obviously have better access to just the basic foundations of healthcare. What can I and our listeners do to educate ourselves more on this topic?
I always believe that it starts with understanding the history. So health disparities are not new. Health inequities and health disparities have existed since Africans first set foot on this continent. Even before they set foot on this continent, there were health disparities and health inequities on the slave ships where Africans, up to 25% died because they did not receive medical care during the Middle Passage due to illnesses that they contracted on the slave ships. And then when they reached our shores, they were not provided with medical treatment and health care unless their economic productivity was put at risk. And it was only then that slave masters would pursue any type of medical attention and care.
So perhaps a first step is learning that history and seeing this 400-year pattern that has led us to this day.
That is correct. That's correct.
Dr. Fernander, is there anything we haven't covered that you would want our listeners to be considering?
I would just want them to know that, again, this is not, disparities don't exist due to some biological difference between races, due to individual behaviors. We know that up to 80% of our health status is accounted for by social determinants of health and political determinants of health. Where we work, where we live, where we eat, where we play, where we worship, where we pray. And these factors are put in place by our policies that our local, national, federal governments put into place. So we have to target these inequities, including our communities, including cross-sector collaborators and, from a variety and diverse fields, disciplines, to be able to tackle these inequities in an appropriate way that are longstanding.
Dr. Anita Fernander, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
My thanks today to Dr. Anita Fernander, Associate Professor in the UK College of Medicine, Founder and Chair of the Lexington-Fayette County Health Disparities Coalition, and Program Director for Black Boys and Men in Medicine, for talking with me today about health disparities and the impact of the COVID-19 epidemic and 400 years of history have had on the black community. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.